Happy Wednesday night, everybody. We're continuing our wonderful tradition of writing something short and important on every Wednesday night. So today we're going to talk about how do Zen offices create culture? What is their culture? As I mentioned before, as I'm traveling the country and visiting all of our clients, and so far we are blessed to have 170 offices across the country using Zen supplies. And so we have a lot of perspective. We go to a lot of offices. We have offices smaller in size. We have offices bigger in size and treatment rooms and the number of team members. And so the culture is something that I can feel as soon as I walk inside the office. The culture starts with how I open the door, how the handles feels, how the mat is laying down on the floor at the bottom, what happens when I sweep my feet, and how the receptionist will present herself and how she says hello, and on and on and on and on. So the culture is, to me, when I see my offices, is all in the details. One of the greatest examples I have so far is the doctors that have the best culture in the office always come through the front door. Let me say it again. The front door is the key. So my doctors at Zen Supplies, the ones that are mega successful, in my own opinion, and which is very, very subjective, in my own opinion, they're successful, they use the front door. So there's a lot of this conceptually, front door, the back door, the doctor's sometimes late, and they will use the back door to walk in the office. I get it. Things happen. Life happens. But make it a habit to use your front door. Meaning, every morning as you walk in, you will see the same thing. You will see the paper laying on the floor. You will see the blinds not being accurate. You open the door. You see your front person not being smiling. You can ask the question, hey, Susan, what's going on? Maybe something happened in life. Maybe we should go and get some latte or something. Get some Starbucks. Get the day going. Maybe you need to cheer up. So a lot of times in the morning, and it's another thing. It's actually very, very important. If you're running in the office and you're running late, you're sort of late, and you're sort of late with the whole thing of getting your office up and running. So let me remind that most of the doctors are the leaders, and when I say most of them, I really mean it. So most of the doctors are the leaders in a dental practice. So as a leader in a dental practice, you technically cannot be late. That's number one. And number two, it's your job to make sure that you go through the front door, you get everybody excited, you get everybody cheered up, and so your Susan, who is at the front door, is the key to the culture, meaning that when your patients start coming in, if Susan looks at them with bright eyes and says, how you doing today? I cannot wait to see you. Let's get you in. The doctor is waiting for you. The team is excited to see you. Whatever the patient name is, how do you think that patient is going to feel? And it always starts when the doctor goes through the front door, sees the Susan, gets the Susan fired up. Even if Susan had a bad day before, bad night, didn't sleep well, something happened at home, if the doctor, as the leader, will get the team fired up, then everything will change. And then it goes to the morning huddles and things like that. So part of the good culture is having the morning huddle. You cannot go through the day, or let me say this, I have not seen a successful dental office without having a dental, let me call it the morning huddles. It might be just the 5 minutes, it might be just 7 minutes. And the tip that I've learned from my good friend Gary Takas is this. You have to look at the schedule and you have to ask yourself, whose day we're going to make today? Meaning that who is that special patient on the schedule that needs that special attention? So maybe somebody at the front knows something that happened in that patient's life that they can tell you during the morning huddle and say, doctor, please sit by the chair side with this patient, hold her hand, talk for a little bit, something happened in her life. Maybe somebody passed away, maybe something happened with kids, or maybe something good happened. But whose day you're going to make today is going to be an important question during the morning huddle. And so everybody gets fired up, and then you guys start the day. So the culture is the front door, your receptionist, the morning huddle. These are the three important pieces. There are other pieces that are going to be important, but in my mind, this is what I've seen super successful offices do consistently. They get everybody excited, and the doctor is the leader at the practice who get it all going, who get it all inspired. So I hope it helps. I will talk to you guys next Wednesday.